This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And W279DG, West Palm Beach.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thanks for tuning in to Piercing Darkness. Your disciple, Sully. I want to thank God for this day he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is an hour of miracles, signs, and wonders, and testimonies. We are experiencing an overflow. You're going to hear testimonies during this show that's going to help build your faith. And also, you're going to hear our praise reports. And also, you're going to hear clips from our services where the power of God is moving in such a new way to the glory of God. And it's not a work of a man, but it's a work of the Holy Spirit. And we give God praise because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And nothing is impossible with the Lord. For prayer, you can call 561-337-9018. And that's our prayer line. Also, you can call if you need to order our products, my teachings, and some of the powerful revelation that God has given me. Go to our website, powerevangelism.net. We also want to remind you that we have a website. It's powerevangelism.net. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Periscope. And also you can go type in Apostle Sully on Facebook and then you'll find me. And also you can follow us on YouTube and Power Evangelism. And we're believing God to move powerfully in your life today. We want to stay connected. You know, social media is the way to go. And we want to stay connected with you and keep you posted with what God is doing. I did an interview with Sid Roth, a very powerful interview. I'm going to give you a clip, a little bit of what happened on Sid Roth when I was with Sid Roth. And I believe it's going to encourage you because I believe in miracles and I believe in God and nothing is impossible. So while we're hearing this testimony, just remember to call for prayer 561-337-9018. Jesus is Lord.
My guest has seen a woman instantly grow 5 inches.
We're here with Ron Sally.
Now, Ron has seen so many miracles. He's literally provoking me to jealousy. But as a young child in Uganda, at 13 years of age, you heard for the first time in your life the audible voice of God. What did he say?
He called my name. I was going to church, and I was just a kid of 13 years, going around, singing in the road, going this way, going that way, singing and playing around. Then I heard a voice. It was the voice of the Almighty God, because he called my name. My name, my real name, is what they call me at home, Ronnie, you know. And the voice was so powerful, and it was coming from all the corners. I mean, from above, from the bush, from under, from everywhere.
Were you afraid?
I was afraid. I was terrified, and I didn't know what to do. I mean, it was so strange. It was so unique, but it was the voice of the Almighty God. And I had peace in my heart, though my mind could not understand what was happening. Then the voice called me again the second time, Ronnie. And I was so terrified in my mind, but I had peace in my heart, but I didn't reply. So I ran to church. I ran so fast to church.
Why didn't you reply?
Because my mind couldn't understand. It was so supernatural. I couldn't understand my mind.
But then, a few years later, you began to see miracles happen. Tell me the first miracle you saw.
Well, as time went on, I began to have that question in my heart about this voice that was calling me. I mean, God, I began to ask God, what is it that you want to tell me? And God led me to go and seek him. So I went and began to fast and pray. And one time God spoke to me, visited me in a vision, and spoke to me that I've called you and I want you to go and serve me. Then I began to see miracles happening. Like the first miracle I saw was a miracle of a lady who had a paralyzed arm that I prayed for and it stretched forth. saw the miracles like...
Now, when that happened, well, I mean, here you are, a kid.
Yes.
You're praying in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
This woman has a paralyzed arm.
Yes.
And was it instant?
Yeah, it was instant.
What went on in your inside of you?
Inside me, I was so excited to see God using me. I mean, I was saying, oh my goodness, can God use me like this? This is powerful. So when I'm praying for people, I would go to these church meetings, crusade meetings, when the pastor would be preaching, and I'd wait when they finished the meeting, then I'd go and look for the cases which were not prayed for, the hard cases that didn't get healed or were left out because they didn't know how to receive it. So I went and began to deal with them, and I'd spend hours, sometimes minutes, sometimes seconds, they would get miracles instantly.
Now, how did you know that this would happen?
In my heart, there was desire and passion, and there was a leading. God began to lead me. Because as I sought Him in prayer, I'd pray for 6 hours, sometimes 8 hours, I'd spend the night in the church praying.
Well, out of curiosity, when you would pray, that's a long time to pray.
Yeah, long time to pray. I would be crying to God, Lord, I want you, I want the anointing, I want you to use me. See it when the thirst and hunger for God strikes your belly, you'll go for it.
What do you think is one of the greatest miracles of a physical healing that you have seen?
Tremendous. I've seen the dead come back in South Africa.
That's tremendous. Tell me about one case.
Yeah, I mean, this lady, she was dead, and they were crying, and the hospital had given up because she's too old, and they were getting ready to make the burial arrangements. And I'd come in to preach in this meeting, and I said, no way. So I went straight and commanded her to return. Then she returned. And
When you commanded her to return,
yeah.
Did you hope she would return, or was something inside of you saying she would?
I had peace in my heart. Huh. So, and when I was commanding her to return, she didn't want to come back. But I said, in the name of Jesus, return. She returned.
What do you mean she didn't want? She's dead. What do you mean she didn't want to come back?
I could perceive in my heart that she didn't want to come back because of the glory. You know, when you go up in the glory, you don't want to come back here.
Have you ever been in that glory?
I've been in the presence of God when I'm praying that I didn't want the presence, that intensive presence to leave. And some other miracles I've seen are like people with full-blown AIDS, you know, doctors have given up on them, and the medication confirms that they're HIV positive. And I've laid hands on them and prayed for them, and the virus vanished. And they went back to the doctors. The doctors told them, you are negative. What happened? And they said, Jesus took it away.
Boy, look how someone's destiny, they're going to die from a fatal disease, and just suddenly a man touches them in the name of Jesus, and they're set free. Now there's different powers in the world. There's powers of witch doctors, and there's powers of God.
Yeah.
There was one meeting where God spoke to you and said there was a witch doctor was in the meeting. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I was holding this meeting in Ifakara, in Tanzania, in Africa, stronghold of Islam and witchcraft. And this city, and the witches were the boss, and everybody was scared of them. They'd ripped people off, they'd tormented them, and God sent me there to go. So when I began to preach, they began to tell people I'm fake and whatever, you know, because I'm talking about Jesus. And God began to perform mighty wonders. So one time, the Spirit of God came upon me in a tremendous way, and I made a bold statement. I said, I throw a challenge right now. If there is anyone who says Jesus is not the Son of God, come, let's prove it right now. I want to bring 2 dead people here, people who are dead from the mortuary, and lay them down here. You pray in the name of your whatever, and I pray in the name of Jesus. I could prove, to prove that He rose from the dead. No one came out because it was a big challenge, you know. Mm-hmm. The witches were scared.
Big challenge.
Very big challenge. I said, okay, let me take it down a bit. Let me take the challenge down a bit. I said, bring 2 blind people. You pray for one, I pray for one, and see what happens.
That's still a big challenge.
Big challenge. No one came up. I said, okay, let me take you to the lowest level right now. I want one of you witches to come up here on the platform, stand and face me as we are facing each other right now. look in my eyes, I look in your eyes for 1 minute, the one who remains standing serves the Almighty God. No one cannot. And I told all people, now listen to me. Jesus rose from the dead and is a miracle worker. And every sick person is going to be healed. And all people screamed the name of Jesus. The witches fled. They had to run for life. Because, I mean, they couldn't stand. People would have stoned them to death. Because, I mean, that was a real challenge. They had oppressed people for a long time. So it went on. The miracles happened. The blind eyes, the deaf, crippled. People were walking. Signs and wonders. The Holy Spirit came upon them. The meeting, people fell under the power, and it was so strong. And what shocked me is that the barber, the who was doing the haircut, received the Holy Spirit, and we ordained him to become the pastor. Right now, he's the pastor in that city, and all the witches and wizards fled for life.
All of the witches and wizards fled for life. But what would happen if you're minding your own business and a witch comes floating through the air and you actually see them? How would you handle that? We'll find out next.
Hallelujah. We'll continue that interview on our next week broadcast, because that was me on Sid Roth sharing my testimony and how God called me. And I've been walking with God for some time, and I love Jesus so much. He is real. And when you walk with the Lord, you get to know him. He's the best friend. And I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus in your heart. On this broadcast today, our goal is to pierce the darkness of your mind, of your family, of your life, so you can walk in liberty and freedom. Jesus is Lord. And we're going to hear some testimonies. But call for prayer, 561-337-9018, or go to our website, pyevangelism.net. We want to stand in faith and believe God for you and your family. Don't forget, this is not a work of a man, by the work of the Holy Spirit. We're going to hear testimony of a woman that came to our service, and her son was having a severe case of asthma. The doctors were shocked after he came to our crusade, and I prayed for him, and the Lord totally healed and cured him. The doctors thought the mother brought the wrong child. Imagine how God can really wipe out your infirmity. Let this testimony bless you. 561-337-918 for prayer.
Pastor Sally, they ran tests 3 times and they couldn't find a single thing. Three times they ran those tests and they asked me if I brought the correct child with me. Praise God. My son started football for the first time. God is good. He's going to give you the message that he learned and that he tells everybody that he sees.
I believed and I received.
He believed and he received. Amen.
I'll make this as short as I can. My wife came home and saw a commercial or a billboard, I don't remember, but she saw something for her. Apostle Sally, and said, this is what you need to go to. I had back surgery 2 years ago, and unfortunately, when they opened up my back, my disc was in pieces and it was in my nerve root. They had to hook my nerve and move it. I've had pain from my back to my ankle ever since that day. And I've had 2 surgeries after that. 2 months ago, well, February 9th was my last surgery. I was probably 8 weeks post-op when I went and saw the man of God. Prayed over me. I hit the floor, woke up, and I have not had a single nerve pain in my leg. I am on no more pain meds, no nerve meds, no nothing. Yeah. Just remember, if you believe, you will receive.
Bless you, brother. Bless you.
It's no more pain meds, no nerve pains, no pain, whatever it is, God took it away. To God be the glory for the powerful testimony. I believe in miracles and I believe in God. Call 561-337-9018. We want to also remind you that we do have a crusade coming up at the Kravis Center, August the 18th and the 19th. Mark your calendar. It's a citywide crusade. Open invitation to anybody who wants to come and experience the power of God. We're going to be at the Kravis Center. Mark your calendar. The 18th and the 19th of August next month. Non-denominational crusade, so you can come, whether you're Methodist, whatever denomination you are, Baptist, Pentecostal, Church of God, whatever, you're all invited. Come in the glory zone and experience the power of God. It's free invitation, free parking, free admission, free everything. Just come believe in God. We're going to have a city-wide crusade. We will have buses picking up people from Port St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, and different areas. Just call and let us know so we can add you on the list. It's going to be very humongous, unusual crusade. Nothing like this ever before. So we're excited about this crusade. God's going to be doing mighty things for his glory. Jesus is Lord. I believe in miracles and I believe in God. I know God told me to go there. And I know God's going to show up and show out. So everyone that has a need, all roads lead to the Kravis Center, the 18th and the 19th. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. And I'm going to take you to Aiken. Recently, I was in Aiken and God did mighty miracles. We're going to see and hear from a clip of the service what happened.
Open and begin to hear now in the name of Jesus, 100%. I command your ear that you lost while you were a baby to be restored, and I command your ear to open right now in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Creative miracle, Brother Luke Watcher. Creative miracle. Creative miracle. Creative miracle. Father, your Son Jesus rose from the dead on the third day. Open the ears at the count of three. One, two, three. Those ears are open right now in Jesus' name. Okay, close them totally.
I can hear out much better now. Out my right ear. Because I couldn't hear out it with the hearing aid. I couldn't hear out it. I always could hear out the left ear better. So I just stopped wearing my right hearing aid because it wasn't doing any good. Uh-huh. But I can hear out it now.
Love to Jesus. No hearing aids. She can hear. Sing one more time.
God. One.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus, I can hear.
Jesus, I can hear.
Shout.
Shout.
Wait, before we shout again, let's do it one more time. Close that ear. And second, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Jesus deserves the praise. Hallelujah. Yes.
All the way from neck pain to all here.
Okay, so your pain.
Three car accidents.
Three car accidents.
My car rolled and I should have died.
Oh my goodness, God.
51 years I've been in pain since 13.
Come right here. So since 13 you've been in pain from here to here. And you got.
No chiropractors can do nothing for me. They tell me I'm pretty crippled.
They say what?
They say I'm quite crippled.
Well, they're going to be surprised because God is going to fix that right now. Stripes of Jesus.
By the stripes of Jesus, I command you to be healed from this incurable condition. The curse is broken to four generations behind you. As I lay hands on you, I prophesy a creative miracle over you. I need a female usher right here. Creative miracle. Creative miracle. Creative miracle. Somebody that can catch. Creative miracle. That's the glory. Creative miracle. That's the glory. Now look for the pain. It's gone.
It is gone. It's gone. Holy crap.
It is gone since she was 13 years old. Since she was 13. Goddess.
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
To God be the glory. When God is in the house, I told you Jesus was here.
Surgery on her left eye. She's not able to see. She's not able to read. She's not able to read at all on that left eye because both of them were watering, so she had surgery. She's scheduled to do another surgery the 27th of February. And then the right eye, she see kind of, she can't see clearly. She can't read any words. She can see stuff, but she can't read her first name or anything like that. She see the chairs. She see this, but she can't read.
Now, I command blind eyes to open in Jesus' name. Vision, miracle. Father, give you praise. Daughter, we break suicide. I wasn't there. God knows her age. And she didn't want to come, but God knows the mother wanted to come. And mother standing in the gap for the daughter, and the daughter's touched. Curse cleared. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, look and see. I see a smile on your face. Got it. She's smiling. Yeah, she's clear?
Yeah.
She's sick clear. Why are you still you sitting down? Stand up and give God praise.
God be the glory for this powerful testimony. That lady had been in an accident many years ago, and the Lord instantly took the pain that was there for many, many, many years. I think 50-something years of pain instantly removed. I just saw the Lord do it instantly in Melbourne. And also, we give God glory for those powerful testimonies in Aiken. One of the lady that testified, her fever was so high that it blew up her eardrum and she went deaf. And for many years, she could not hear, but the Lord opened her ears instantly and she began to hear. I believe in miracles and I believe in God, and nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible with them. I believe you can call for prayer 561-337-9018. We have a prayer line that's open 24 hours, but I want to remind you to come join us at the Kravis Center for a powerful two-night, power-packed miracle crusade. I'm being honest with you, you don't want to miss this crusade. So take the day off, mark your calendar. If you're supposed to go on a vacation, cancel the vacation or postpone it. Get your monies back if they don't want to postpone, because we are making an appointment with Jesus. You see what I mean by that? You see, the Lord, the Bible says when even was come, they brought unto him those that are sick and he healed them when even was come. So the Lord wants us to really make room for him, make time for him. You make time for your wedding. You make time for your birthday. You make time for your graduation, for your kids. You make time for your hair. But you can make time for God. Well, God can come and heal me in my home. Listen to me. Of course, God can come and heal in your home. But there is something that's called stepping up by faith. When you come out of your comfort zone, people are calling in. Okay, we have people that are coming in from Louisiana. They're coming in from Minnesota, they're coming in from Georgia, Texas, New Jersey, Massachusetts to come to the crusade. So you can also come. Even if those of you in the Bahamas, you can come. Belgrade, Melbourne, Port St. Lucie, Palm City. This is going to be a city-wide crusade. It's a regional crusade. So we're going to enter into the event, and the glory of God is going to invade it. And then as we worship Jesus and lift him up, he's going to show up and show it. He's going to do mighty miracles. And every time we do this crusade, phenomenal things happen. And I'm going to really bring you a lot of testimonies of the people that got touched during these crusades. You're going to be shocked, because this is not a work of a man, but the work of the Holy Spirit. 561-337-9018 is a prayer line. And also you can go to website, powerevangelism.net, and sign up to become a partner, and also submit your request on our website. You can follow us on Facebook and also on Twitter. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him when you believe. I believe in miracles, and I believe in God. And the best is yet to come. I'm excited, because this is a revival. We're going to hear another testimony here to the glory of God. The prayer line is open for you to call for prayer. And nothing is impossible.
I was at home, and a friend of mine called me and told me about the meeting tonight. And I was with my mom, and I said, well, you know, we're not ready, but let's try to get there as soon as possible. She knows I've been suffering from back pain for about a year and a half. This is really trying for me, because at church I do dance ministry, and that has kind of stopped me from worshiping as the way I used to. But not only the back pain affected my vertebrae, it also started affecting my hip, and I was having a big pain when I was coming in. When he was praying for me, I felt the touch of the Lord. It was very gentle, the way that it was moving my back, moving everything. And once I was on the floor, I still felt such a gentle presence of God. I wasn't ready to really be picked up. It's really nice to stay like that. But now that I'm moving and checking everything, I don't feel the pain that I can. Thank you, Lord.
To God be the glory for the things he has.
Now she can also dance for the Lord in her church. You see, when we do this crusade, it's not about, you know, pushing an agenda of a man. It's about helping people. That's how we do this crusade. It's the ministry of Jesus. What would Jesus do if it was your earth? He'll be helping people. And that's why we do this crusade, to help people. I want to help as many people as I can, because of the glory of God that's being released in these meetings and the anointing of my life. It's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. What happened? She didn't come. Should have missed a miracle. Here's a testimony of a young man. He just got married. He's graduated from college, got a job, but you know, it takes tons of years to pay off those student loans. But I did a supernatural bill cancellation service, and this young man believed. And you're going to hear his testimony. You know, I always like to share his testimony, because there's a lot of you that are in debt, and you wonder whether you're ever going to come out of debt. God can take you out of debt in a blink of an eye. Let's hear the testimony of this young man, what God did for him after attending a bill cancellation service, supernatural bill pay, and see what the Lord did for him.
Student loan institution that I pay my bills to, thinking that they're asking me for more money, you know, hey, you behind, pay your money now, or we're gonna take your stuff, you know. So it was a pretty scary moment. But when I opened up the email, to my surprising, it says congratulations. And yeah, congratulations, big bold letters, congratulations. And I'm like, congratulations. So I kept reading, and it says, yep, your student loans is paid off. You no longer have to pay us. Thank you for your payments. And I'm just in amaze. And it wasn't $5 or $10,000. It was just over $37,000 that got us wiped off, amen? So I'd like to thank God for that. And if you anybody here struggling with financially or have any bills, God is here. He's going to take care of it. The same way he did for me, he's going to do for you, amen? That's the same God we serve, amen?
The Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. That's a powerful testimony of a young man receiving his debt canceled supernaturally, over $37,000 in student loan. Why don't you give God praise for that? Now, if you're watching me on Periscope or Facebook, you could say amen to that. God can do the same for you because our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I believe in miracles and I believe in God. And the best is yet to come. There's a scripture that blessed my heart that I was reading earlier. I just want to read for you right now. In Psalm 18. And if you look at verse 3. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from my enemies. Does that sound like you? You have enemies around you, and you're wondering, what am I going to do? Maybe your problem feels like this. Because you got to read the Bible to know what it says. In verse 4, the cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me in my distress. I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. The Lord hears our cry. And as you're going to learn today, how to approach God in faith and believe God to move in your life, and he will change your situation and deliver you and set you free so you can have a testimony just like these people right here who cried out to God and God heard their cry. So God will hear your cry and he will deliver you because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I cried out unto God and he heard my cry. And when he hears your cry, what does he do? He moves and he delivers you. So I want to teach you about that shortly to the glory of God. But just want to remind you, we're going to be at the Crivis Center on the 18th and 19th of this coming month of August. You're all invited. It's going to be amazing. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible with them that believe. Jesus is Lord. Let's hear this powerful moment.
C'est moi-même qui t'ai une douleur durant 7 mois. Même pas t'avancer devant, tu t'as fait travail sérieux. Tu ne devrais pas te gagner un peu pour te couvrir le monde. Tu es obligé à chercher. À chercher un corps vers eux et puis pour nous être capable de faire travail, bon Dieu. Et puis, on n'y a pas avancé, mais après ça, dit, mettez mes côtés à fond, cap fait normal là. Mettez un peu de départ. Pendant que je fais travail, bon Dieu, et mettez mes mains. Je me dis, Abili, venez à l'issue. Abili, en l'issue. Mais ce qui passait, son déchirure, on m'a gagné dans deux mois. Les doigts fait mal, il m'a docteur, le docteur a dit son déchirure, on m'a gagné dans deux mois. Mais quand on va terre, on n'a pas marché, douleur toujours. Et bien, je suis capable de dire non depuis l'heure. Je n'ai pas senti rien du tout. Moi, béni nos bon Dieu. Merci Seigneur. Merci Seigneur.
Merci.
God. To summarize her testimony, she just want to give God praise because one night while Apostle was having a crusade at the in Delray Beach, she was suffering from a severe back pain for 7 months. And Apostle specifically named it and said, someone here, you've been suffering from a back pain for 7 months. but she was not able to come forward, although there was other people that came forward because she was ushering and she was very busy. But she placed her hands in her back. She had went to the doctor. They told her that it's a tear in the muscles, and she also went to a chiropractor. But after the prayer, she doesn't have the back pain anymore. God healed her completely for his glory.
Amen. To God be the glory for the powerful testimony. When you believe, you receive. God will touch you, no matter what language you speak or no matter what kind of trouble you're in. He will touch you, heal you, and deliver you and set you free, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And nothing is impossible when we believe. 561-337-918, call for prayer. And also, I want to remind you that we have a crusade at the Crafty Center, 18th and 19th. It's free admission, free parking, but look forward to see you. Get ready for an open heaven experience. Nothing is impossible with our God when you believe Jesus is Lord.
Could you please stay with us? Give me your right hand. It's your right hand. Pick up your legs. Pick it up. Pick it up. Pick it up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
No more pain!
I do that.
Keep on doing what. Keep on. Keep on. Keep it on. Keep it. That's all he told me to do. Follow my instructions. And I'll do the rest. Look, she began to laugh on her own. Give God praise.
Oh,
hallelujah. I'll receive it. Woo! Hallelujah. Wow.
Wow, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Look at the what. Look at the God we serve. He's an amazing God. He's an incredible God. He's an awesome God. He's a marvelous God. He does mighty things for his glory.
So we give God glory for what he has done for that wonderful sister. She came with pain and then it's vanished. It disappeared instantly. You see, when you glory, things happen. We've seen legs grow, limbs grow. I mean, you talk about unusual creative miracles are happening, you know. One woman, you know, received a creative miracle of an organ that the doctors had taken out, and God put another one there. And she went for a checkup, and the doctors asked her, who put it over there? God can do things like that when we take limits of God. But I want to share the word of God today to bless you and help you grow in faith. You can call 561-337-918 for prayer. I just want to remind you that we have a crusade, citywide crusade, in South Florida at the Crafty Center. You're all invited. Miracles still happen. Deliverance is the children's bread. David says, I was young and I'm old. I've never seen rushes for second or seed begging for bread. So that's what I wanted, to step out by faith and come to this glory crusade and see miracles. Signs and wonders. People coming in from New Orleans, from Georgia, from Texas, from Massachusetts, from New York. So you can come in. Just go book your flight. And we're blocking up some rooms for hotels, for those who are going to be staying in the hotels. And then you can get some good special rates. Just say the Pipe Evangelism rate. And we have a list of hotels on our website where you can go and book your hotel, make your travel arrangements. And also we're going to have buses pick up people for the cities around. So those of you who can't drive long distance, we're going to have buses picking you up from different cities around this area. Port St. Lucie, and then also we have a bus pickup for Miami and surrounding areas. Belgrade, we're going to have a bus pickup from Belgrade. And to the glory of God, just call and reserve your ride early. So we'll make sure that somebody picks you up to this crusade. And I got some great friends of mine are coming to join us. I'll be giving you a list of those that are coming. So, you know, it's going to be an amazing time, and God is going to be glorified in this crusade. So mark your calendar, the 18th and the 19th. We're going to be at the Crafty Center. in a very unusual crusade to the glory of God. Now, turn with me, if you came with your Bible, if you have your Bible, wherever you are right now, listen to me on the radio, watching me on Periscope or Facebook, and if you have a Bible, open your Bible. Listen to what the Bible says. It says in Psalm chapter 18, and we're going to look at verse 28. You, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. When you, with your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in Him. For who is God besides the Lord? Who is the rock except our God? It's God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You give me a shield of victory, and your right hand sustains me. You stoop down to make me great. You broaden the path beneath me so that my ankles do not turn. I pursued my enemies and overtook them. I did not turn back till they were destroyed. I crushed them so that they could not arise. They could not rise. They fell beneath my feet. You armed me with the strength for battle. You made my adversary bow at my feet. You made my enemies turn their backs in flight. I destroyed my foes. They cried for help, but there was no one to save them to the Lord, but He did not answer. This is how God is going to deliver you when you believe. So I want to teach you how to reach out to God for help. You see, when we come to God, we can't come with an agenda. We can only come to God to bring glory to His name or to see His name glorified through our battles. You see, most people just want to use God. You know, this is a problem I have with people when they don't understand that the Lord likes intimacy with you. You see, the greatest miracle that you can ever receive is the miracle of salvation, giving your heart to Jesus. So you are saved. But if you don't give your heart to Jesus, then how can you have the miracle of salvation? Now, the Lord is coming back soon. This is what's happening in the world today. It's a sign that He's coming back very soon. And because it's coming back very soon, get your heart right. Now, let's talk about the problems you're dealing with in your life today. They're temporal. They're not permanent. Your life is going through different transitions today. And God is going to sustain you and deliver you. But your problems are temporary. They're not permanent. Rejoice because you've overcome. The Bible said they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So you can rejoice because you're an overcomer. Now, because you're an overcomer, there is an invitation for you to rejoice. So when you come to God, it has to be about Him, not about you. So what do you mean by that? So what if God has allowed you to go through that situation so you can cry out to Him before you're destroyed in pride and sin in hell? Because you see, when you turn to God, God is going to help you. His ears are attentive to your prayer. His ears can hear your prayer. Verse 16 says, He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of the deep waters. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. That's Psalm chapter 18 and verse 16. He reached down from on high and took hold of me. He drew me out of the deep waters. Are you in deep waters of debt? Are you in deep waters of sorrow? Are you in deep waters of depression and discouragement? Are you in deep waters of suffering? You don't know what to do with your life. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that which you think or ask according to His power that works in earth. You see, Why do I play these testimonies? You see, during this hour of miracles, it's because I want to show you that God is the same yesterday, then forever. I'm going to be in Boston next month. I'm also going to be in Tampa, Florida in September. And I got some crusades coming up in other cities. We travel a lot. We went to Alabama last week with the youth at youth camp. But you see, the glory of God is still moving the same way in each territory we go to. Because God loves people. He wants to reach out to you to help you. You to believe. So, he reached out down from on high. Because nothing can take God down. So, he's high and lifted up. But you see, when you cry to him, he reaches out. God is always reaching out. Reaching out to you right where you and pull you out of the pit and bring you to a place of rest. But how is this going to happen? It's going to take faith. It's going to take trust. It's going to take obedience. It's going to take confidence in God and believing him. Because nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible when we believe. So, let's look at verse 17. He rescued me from my powerful enemy, from my foes who were too strong for me. They comforted me in the day of my disaster, but the Lord was my support. Listen to this. Some of your problems are so critical. And you're mad at your family for not helping you. You're mad at your friends for not helping you, but they can't. They have their own issues. So you're mad at them and say, oh, I was there for you, but you're not there for me. Listen to me. There's some things you're dealing with in your life that nobody can really do nothing about it. But only God. And here's some, he said, he brought me. You see, it says here, they covered me in the day of my disaster. But my Lord was my support. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He has rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not done evil by turning from my God. When you come to God, you've done the right thing. You're not turning away from him, you're turning to him. Jeremiah 33 verse 3 says, call unto me and I'll answer thee and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. In my distress I cried unto him and he heard me. Do you cry out to God? Do you know how to cry to God? You see, sin is a destruction. How do you deal with it? By repenting. But how do you cry out to God? In faith. You have to believe God. You don't worry about neighbors. You don't worry about family. What are you going to say? Think. Pray in tongues. Oh, I don't believe in praying in tongues. Well, what do you believe in? People, they use foul language all the time. I'd rather speak in tongues than enjoy or listen to foul language. You can hardly watch a movie without a foul language. It's on the bus. It's in the school. It's, even kids use foul language. It's better. I can speak in tongues. Marebo shakarema santayaba. Why? Because that's it. A spirit-given utterance. There is no foul in it. It is holy. And that's how we can move, shift things in the spirit. Guess what? When you're crying out to God, you can speak in the language of the Holy Spirit and just reach out. Now, before you turn me off and say, well, oh my God, I don't like these people. Hey, hold one second. Hear the word. I'm speaking in the language you can hear and understand. But when you're crying out to God, there is no civilization. There is no, well, I can be so loud. God is not deaf. He can hear me in my heart. But sometimes you have to be loud. You don't cry out in silence. You cry out loud. Let your voice be heard. Decree and declare. Well, as you pray, you got to decree and declare things. Speak it out and speak it. Quote the scripture. And quote what the word of God saith. Amen. In verse 25 says, to the faithful, you show yourself faithful. To the blameless, you show yourself blameless. To the pure, you show yourself pure. But to the crooked, you show yourself shrewd. You save the humble, but bring the law Bring, Lord, those whose eyes are haughty. Now, these are things that hinder people from reaching out to God. They don't think they need him. Pride is a blinding force. Leviathan is the monarch of all those that are in pride. So if you're in pride, that means Leviathan got you. And if Leviathan got you, you can't find deliverance. So you need to renounce Leviathan so you can be free from that power that is controlling, you know, people's destiny. I did a special presentation on Leviathan and exposing that wicked creature that is controlling countless numbers of people. And when you humble yourself before the Lord, God will deliver you. You know, he is the one that will deliver you from this stronghold in your life. So we give God praise, for the Lord is in control and is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So cry unto him. Reach out by faith. Now, let's talk about faith in prayer. You see, the first thing you understand that when you open your voice to pray in faith, you're joining the heavens. It says in Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display knowledge. There's no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Watch this. When you open your mouth and say, hallelujah, boom, your voice teams up with others that are crying out to God. The heavens declare the glory of God, so don't you be quiet. Nothing can silence praise from going forth to God, because this is the creator. The devil cannot do it. It drives the devil crazy. So when you stay quiet and don't praise him, offer him praise or reach out to him and talk to him, you are not doing yourself good. Amen. Their voice go up, verse 4, out into all the earth. Their words to the ends of the earth. In the heavens, he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. Watch this. God has given us an invitation to worship him. That's why he created us. The air you breathe is a deposit of life. As you offer praise to God, you are giving the harvest of what he has deposited in you. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you pray in tongues, you pray in a language that you don't understand. God gives you utterance. He giveth utterance to you. And then through that utterance, you can speak to him and reach out to him with a language that the devil cannot understand. Now, when it comes to releasing faith, we understand that the word of God is spirit and life. Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. So when we look at John chapter 1, this is, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Now, let's take a deep study in this. Watch this. If he was there in the beginning, and that is how we receive faith, then why would he not be there now? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. So time came after him. So who created time? He. So he's not controlled by time. It's not a factor. That's why a woman that is old as Sarah or Elizabeth can give birth to a child. We know very well. She had passed the age of being able to get pregnant and carry a child. But because time is not a factor, not only her, even her husband was in his old age, but they were able to carry the child. The promise came to pass, because the promise of God is right there. But you have to release your faith to receive it. Now I'm going to make a very powerful statement that I've never made before on any radio station or in any church setting. God just gave me a revelation right now, and I'm going to download it. Do you understand what happened to Sarah? When the prophetic word was declared to Abraham, he's going to have descendants, and, you know, Sarah was the one to carry on with this blessing. But watch this. It's so powerful. If, I give you praise, Lord, for this revelation. If God was man, then you would say, well, there's no way this can happen because man, woman is barren. Why don't you just go to the second option, you know, which they tapped into, and then had the maid get intimate with Abraham to get a baby, Ishmael. That was not really God's plan. Because the promise of God, when God has spoken something, it is right there in the spirit. It's in your reach. But you have to step out and get it, not in anxiety or fear, but in faith. So that promise was standing even in their old age. Now, this is where most Christians miss it. And I want to help you not to ever miss it again. So because of their circumstance, it didn't look like God is going to come through. So she's in her old age. He's in his old age. They tried other things, they're not working. But God says, hey, I'm going to do it. So what they had to do is to withdraw it from the supernatural realm, from the spiritual realm, to the natural realm supernaturally. So everything that God has promised is here. But we want to go to heaven and get it from heaven. What are you talking about? It is here. There is no distance in the spirit. So if God has spoken the word, you see, his word will not return to him void, but it will accomplish that which is purposed. So a lot of believers live on earth and die and go to heaven without ever walking in what God has given them. Because if God has given it to you on earth, you don't need it in heaven. So heaven has its own packages in heaven. They're mansions. So what God has given you for the earth, you need it here. But you have to withdraw it. So it took them many years to get it because they didn't know how to get it. They put limits on God. And that's what we're trying to teach you, to take limits of God. So as God promises you something, you have to reach out and get it. And it requires you to surrender, to yield, to follow instructions, to be submitted to the Holy Spirit, and to take his instructions and what he says serious. And once you follow those instructions and you take what he's saying serious, then you will receive your breakthrough. I decree and I declare that this is a turning point for your life. This is a year of jubilee. This is a year of breakthrough. No more delays. Say, I believe and I receive it. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know about you, but I feel like screaming. And, you know, I'm in a station. I'm not going to scream. But I feel like just jumping and dancing around. The devil is a liar. He's been trying to tell you God ain't going to come through for you. He's been trying to tell you that you're going to be in poverty. You're going to die in debt. The devil is a liar. He's a father of all liars. I'm here to say that God can take you out of debt. A breakthrough is coming in your life in the name of Jesus. You have to believe and receive it. When God promises something, he will do it. See it, believe it, reach out by faith, and you shall receive it, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, let's talk about Jesus. Why would Jesus give his life if he didn't believe that God will raise him from the dead, his Father? Okay. The Spirit of God is here. Jesus goes to the mountain and he fellowships. He took three disciples with him. You know, I got to wrap it up here. I'm going to give you an invitation to receive Jesus. So if you don't know Christ in your heart, simply say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept my heart as my Lord and Savior, and I'm born again. If you receive Jesus in your heart, you're born again. Now, stay tuned next week. I'll be back at the same time to continue on this teaching. The revelation is so deep. And join us at the Christ Center the 18th and the 19th at 7 p.m. It's free admission, free parking. Call 561-337-9018 or go to our website, pyevangelium.net. And I'll see you next week at the same time. Jesus is Lord. And 561-337-9018 or go to our website, pyevangelium.net. God bless. Nothing is impossible with him. Hallelujah. I give God glory and praise and honor. See you next week. Sometime.